We're back with the biggest Behind Big Brother podcast ever. This will change everything.
The new era of Behind Big Brother podcasting. We're out of here and we'll be replaced by four new hosts.
No, not four. Make it six. Eight new hosts.
Why not? You can never have enough housemates or hosts.
Absolutely. We could just clone my voice and take it down a couple of octaves and it'll be a new host.
So it's been a little while.
Soz babes, Soz listeners.
I can't really remember what's happened since we last podcast. So I think we'll just throw ourselves into it.
Yeah. Well, aside from 6,000 new housemates, a lot of Channel 9 rhetoric and not a whole lot else.
So let's talk about the new housemates. It was kind of surprising. Because they've canned the Friday night shows now. So there's the blackout over the weekend. And then all of a sudden on Monday, they're like, four new housemates, surprise.
So I watched the episodes in consecutive order as they are on the website. And it made no sense to me why the housemates just suddenly appeared. I guess outside of watching the promos, which a lot of people may not see. Because if they're watching it on Jump In, that you don't get that part of it. The housemates just arrived, and then within approximately 2 minutes, the other housemates had, inverted commas, realized that they were there, and then suddenly they were in the house. But in real life terms, they were in there for a day or so, I guess, in the house next door. Or, like, it just seemed very odd time-wise.
It was a bit confusing. It almost felt like their plans didn't exactly go as they wanted, because
yeah, do you think it was
the new housemates were screaming, and obviously the walls in the house aren't very soundproof.
No, it reminded me of Big Brother 3 when there were the actual two houses. But that went for nearly a month. I think it looked up earlier, 23 days. It took them a few days to realize that there was another house next door. So it just seems very odd. It chronologically didn't make any sense. I'm talking about this in another podcast about how they've done the flashbacks now. So instead of actually showing you interesting information in the daily shows, they just get slapdash cut together. And then when a housemate nominates, they have to do the flashback because you haven't actually seen that bit of content before. And the housemate, what they're talking about, doesn't actually make any sense. It's very confusing.
It was also very weird that we were getting interviews from the show producers who were saying things like, the housemates are doing way too much. We just can't handle all the storylines they're pumping out. And then suddenly all the Channel 9 promos are saying, new blood, new era of Big Brother. And there's cuts to all the housemates sitting around going, I'm so bored.
Hashtag fresh meat. Like, yeah, that's the housemates are saying themselves that they're bored. The reason there is so much going on is because there's 38 housemates that have come in and out of this revolving door of Big Brother.
So ignoring that there's 39 housemates, I think another one just went in just as we were
just
recording.
A few minutes ago.
let's judge the new housemates, ignoring the fact that they're the latest in a long line of, yeah.
I don't even remember their names. I'm going to have to load the website.
BTW at the Behind Big Brother site now looks absolutely ridiculous. Everyone will just need wider monitors to fit in the website if more housemates keep going in. I just can't fit them all in.
Especially with, you know, Priya's halo there. It obviously has to take precedence over all the other housemates. Tom, I quite like. We were talking about offline that he he's a bit cute. And also not a, like, cookie cutter, doofus, Bondi kind of body. He's just got a normal human body. He seems to be down to earth. I did find it quite interesting when who was it, maybe Ryan, they first arrived, he was like, Ryan was saying about Tom, yeah, you know, he comes from a family with a lot of money, yeah, just the suburb he lives in, like, must be a lot of money. Like, why did they show that piece of content, and B, what was he getting at? Like,
actually, let's bookmark that, because all of the housemates turned into really awful assholes when they're okay now, but when the new housemates entered, they all, like, turned super bitchy. But we'll park that for a moment. Tom, I think he's a little cookie cutter. He's a bit like a Travis clone.
Yeah.
But less obnoxious.
Yep. Especially if you compare their smiles in the Behind Big Brother header as well. They have the exact same face. It's these bloody plane trees. I've got the awful hay fever. Okay, stuck.
So then there's the vampire, Richard.
He seems like a bit Snoresville to me. And there's Big Brother is kind of trying to create this storyline about him being a thinker and he thinks too much. Or like Sonia said during one of the live shows, you know, you're a mathematic kind of guy. Like,
oh, yeah, they always do that characterization. And they made him put on glasses in all of the photos, but I haven't actually seen him wear any glasses after entering the house. And I'm pretty sure if you look closely to the promo shots, there's no lenses in those glasses. They're fashion only. They came from the Channel 9 prop room. So I don't really have anything else to add because we haven't really seen much of him. He's lazing about a bit. Then there's Penny.
I quite like her. Those furry shorts are pretty cool that she wears around everywhere. I think she... I'm interested to see how the dynamic between her and Sky works out. Not that they're similar, but I think that there may be attention from the boys in the house on Penny. Well, there already has been. Leo's always like, I can't stop looking at her boobs. Like, what an idiot. But I'm interested to see how that dynamic works because it could actually end up to being quite interesting to watch, I think.
And also, whenever Penny hops in an ice bath and has a full body orgasm,
that blew my mind. That was a great piece of television.
Submerged to your neck.
And also, she's a bit older as well, so I think she could, she has interesting stories that will probably never be shown on The Daily Show, let's face it. But
oh no, what was that story she said? They're all trying to outdo each other and... someone said they had inverted nipples.
That's right.
And the boys were talking about how they were hooking up with some girl or something like that. And her story was ludicrous. I can't remember
what it was. I was using two screens at the time. So, I was on my phone and watching. It was just all very complicated.
I was on Jump In.
Watching the ads.
And then Lena. Lena's probably my favorite out of the new ones.
Did you know that Lena was born in China? Do you know she's half Asian? Do you know that Lena was...
Diversity.
Yeah, diversity. And if you notice her picture, she's doing the peace sign with her fingers. They have mentioned probably 6 times that she's from China and that she was born there and she didn't speak English for the first part of her life. Like, come on.
But I thought she was only in China for a year.
I think she did primary school there and then came. Okay. And so she didn't speak any English when she got to Australia.
Well, I kind of relate because I grew up in an Asian country. Just going to throw that one in there.
Do you fill out the diversity quota on this podcast?
Well, we're 2 white gay men, so...
on that note, one of our staff members wrote who were the 4 powerhouse players on the website, and I really enjoyed the first line, which is all fitting the Channel 9 requirement of being young, attractive, and white. I think that pretty much
I actually wrote that line. That was me.
Well, there you go. The staffer was Tim. Anything else to say about Lena?
She's by far the most interesting out of all of them.
They've spent more time focusing on her as well in the daily shows.
I just wish they wouldn't stop trying to force feed us this constructed relationship between her and Lawson. Like, Lawson's clearly frothing over her, but she knows the situation and she's just playing up to it. Smart girl.
But
Channel 9 need to stop pushing that one, though.
Absolutely. And it took up so much of that Daily Show, her basically saying, I think a way to throw the cat amongst the pigeons would... Pigeons? It's like a pig and a bird. Pigeons would be for someone to flirt with Lawson. And then it cuts to Mike Goldman saying, Lena and Lawson have been speaking for 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Like, we can see what's going on. Like, it doesn't need to be fed to us like that. I don't enjoy that the narration on the shows these days is so, this is what's happening right now. It's like a bad film.
So when the new housemates entered, it really brought out a dark side in all the others, mainly that they turned into really self-entitled bitchy assholes.
Yeah.
I was not impressed.
No, and it was super, super awkward because at this point, during one of the shows, they were saying, we're the original, we're the best, la, la, la. But Leo and Marina were still in the house and kind of not saying anything, standing behind the shadows. Like, it's quite an offensive thing to say. And even...
Who's Marina?
She was in the house for about 4.5 minutes before a weekly eviction that approximately 10,000 Australians watched. They did I think maybe the first or second day in the house, there was a group shot of them all together saying, we're the only ones that will experience this. We are the originals. Actually, that's right. Did they throw some intruders in 2 days later? Actually, yeah. When they put the intruders in on the second, oh, not the intruders, the extra housemates in on the second day or whatever, just before it happened, they all got together and said, we're the originals. You know, we went into this house to begin with. Meow, 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 meow. It's like, guys, the sense of entitlement is really disgusting. Like, you're on a national television show. Is that not enough? The fact that you went in first? Like, come.
I do enjoy that a lot of them were put in their place. And Big Brother's like, nah, yeah, four of you getting kicked out to the sanctuary.
Yep.
TS.
And refers to them as the neighbors. I really enjoy them. Actually, on that note, how do you feel about the removal of the four housemates?
I'm happy about three of them being removed. Priya doesn't deserve that awful treatment. Like, she's going insane, and I feel for the girl being locked up in the sanctuary with Travis.
Also, gods don't deserve to be treated in that way. She deserves respect. Am I right? I think, yeah, I think regardless of which housemate was selected, had the power bottom, power play or whatever, they were the housemates that were going to end up in that room, really. So it's not really a surprise. And I don't think What's-His-Face made a very, you know, exciting choice or anything. But
I did have way more respect for Ryan after that, because he was the hologram housemate. You weren't seeing much of him up until that point. And then the spotlight was shone on him and he delivered the goods. Like, he knew how to really throw the house in. He really knew how to shake things up.
Would you say that he is flying under the radar?
Not anymore, no. I think that torch has been passed to Richard. But yeah, we're definitely seeing new personalities in Ryan and in David. David's getting pretty cocky, actually.
I think that we will see again, maybe not this week, but the age-old Big Brother thing where the intruders are kicked out first. They will constantly be nominated until the time that they go. We've already lost Marina. Leo, I think he's getting, like, he's a bit doofusy. Like, the vibe on the social medias is, like, he's not all that great. I don't think the relationship between him and Sky is really doing him any favors. Like, Sky manages to hold her own. She's often shown without him having a good time, like when she had a meltdown on the most recent episode and told Lawson that he was being a doofus.
Her meltdown was justified. And she's holding herself really well in the house. Meanwhile, Leo is just losing the plot over Maggie Noodles in the next house. I swear they'd only been in there a couple of days, and he was looking like he was on, like, week 11 of Survivor, all haggard, bags under his eyes.
There was a segment in one of the episodes where they talked for maybe 3 or 4 minutes about how much each of them weighed, and he was talking about how he had been losing muscle mass. Like, oh.
Snores.
He did used to be a fatty, though, apparently. That brings me to a nice segue. There's a thread on the forums that is about like the missing pieces, extra information about the show/housemates. And one of the bits that I found very interesting. Dun 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 dun. I need to find it. Was that Leo has apparently said, one of the housemates that was evicted said that Leo had said that he doesn't watch the show, which I just find is absolute bullshit. He teamed up with Sky so quickly, and I really have a hard time thinking that that wasn't because he saw how popular she was outside of the house, got a phone call from the producer saying, hey, do you want to go in? Of course, he's a reality TV whore, and that's who he sidled up next to. He's attractive, she's attractive. Dun, dun,
dun. And all of the latest batch of housemates, they would have watched the show as well. And there was a voiceover from Mike Goldman explained that they all knew each other as they were entering the sanctuary as well. They'd met before.
That's because they all probably work for the same modeling agency, babe. That was the other thing, actually. They used to make so much of a deal about, you know, the housemates being in lockdown, and there was a surprise when they went in because they'd never seen each other. But these days they're like, oh, hey, girl. Apparently, Sandra and Leo have worked together in the past. Like, they're just all very interconnected. Australia is a big place. Maybe no one applies for reality TV shows anymore.
I think the type of people who want to be on reality shows only hang out with the type of people who want to be on reality shows.
Are the models. Look, you raise a good point. So I thought we'd just quickly touch on the whole Lawson cat thing. Aside from being a total snores fest in the house, I think it further highlights that Lawson is just a real doofus. Like, even putting aside the fact that whether or not he, you know, is cheating on her or whatever, he's a really, I think, crap human. Is that a bit rough?
Well, at first I put it down to him just making mistakes. And people do make mistakes in relationships. And he'd been with his girlfriend for 5 years. It's
broken up.
It was a bit rocky to begin with. We don't know the full details. He made a bad decision. But since then, he's made a lot of bad decisions. And I'm losing my patience to keep sort of justifying what he's doing.
I think the bit that frustrated me the most... I feel like saying crap human was a bit rough. I take that back. Was when they showed who was evicted and he gave them the serve in his video. Let me just find their name. Jason. When Jason was evicted and Lawson's face went bright red, Kat started crying. But then the only thing that Lawson could see to complain about was the fact that Jason had said to him at some other point in the past that he was fine with their relationship. And he just totally lost the plot at Jason, him not even being there, saying, you know, he's a liar and it's made me realize that this guy's a liar. Blah, blah, blah. It's like people change their opinion, first of all. And second of all, he hit the nail on the head. Like Jason... Maybe he should have said it to their face, but he just said what a whole bunch of other housemates were thinking and have been saying in the diary room all along. He knew that video was going to get shown. I didn't really see... I thought that was a really admirable thing for Jason to put in his, you know, leaving package or whatever they're called.
The thing that really killed me was on the episode where they finally drunkenly smooched on the bed. It was that particular Daily Show had multiple days. And the next morning, I thought they were going to get up, hungover, and regret everything and be going, oh my God, I made a mistake. But instead, they basically sat down on the couch with the other housemates and Lawson declared, yep, I'm cheating. And it's up to my girlfriend to decide what happens next. That's such an asshole move. That's sort of like washing your hands of any responsibility.
Yeah, it's like, I, you know, I think it harks back to the housemates being so fucking bored in there that this was a little piece of information or something that they could talk about. Like, it doesn't make any sense why they would talk about it otherwise. They could have very easily just not mentioned it. Who knows? Fame whores. Do we need to talk about Priya anymore? Vote to save.
I will shut down the website if you do not vote to save Priya.
Pretty black and white, isn't it?
And people don't understand why there's such an obsession with Priya. She's actually the only decent person in there.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's really interesting. She's, you know, some housemates in past seasons, you know, when they're not liked by the house, they totally fold in on themselves, excuse me, become really terrible to watch. They are emotional, they cry, they don't get along with anyone, they push other people away. But Priya is a really strong person and she's just, you know, kind of floats around. She's neither here nor there in any of the groups or the cliques in there. She's
strategically keeping herself quite neutral. If a housemate's not liked by the house, usually they try and people please because they're scared of being nominated. Priya's just like floating around the house with pregnancy and just owning that. Even when she's locked in the sanctuary with Travis and Travis is being his typical obnoxious self, she cracks this, she'll crack a dry smile and be like, mm-hmm.
And she does really float through that house. Like she will step out onto the pool and just walk across water. Like she's really, you know, she's very flowy. I love her. Vote to save.
And the reason why the housemates are getting so wasted on those parties is because Priya's turning all the water into wine.
Absolutely. They should actually keep her in there because of her magic superpowers, you know.
What is this photo? We just loaded up the website and there's a photo of Leo just staring at Skye's breasts.
How well do you know your Big Brother couples? Oh, there's so much obsession about couples and couples and couples. Yeah, anyway. If you want to get a little bit of extra information about the housemates, i.e. the daily shows are not enough, I can highly recommend the official Big Brother galleries. There's some really interesting ones about housemates looking into mirrors. There's some 10 things you didn't know about the Big Brother house, i.e. there's a snake, i.e. that was on the Daily Show. You know, some really, really different things. My favorite is you looked different in your profile pic. I was looking at this the other day, which is comparisons of the official housemate photographs with with recent pictures of them in the house. And it just reminds you that those photos are just completely put together to fill a certain stereotype, i.e. Priya, who's wearing her, you know, traditional sari and earrings, etc. And then a photo of her as she's looked every single day in the house. None of those bits are to be seen. You know, just really great stereotyping by Big Brother there. David looks so different without a beard, you know.
So I'm sick of talking about intellectual things. Should we just get to the important stuff? Who's put on the most weight since entering the Big Brother house? I think it's a tie between Lawson and David, maybe.
Do you think Lawson has pec implants, though? He's got very impeccable, like, upper body section. I can't find a photo of him not wearing any clothes anymore. It's not like the good old days when we had Big Brother.
There's lots of additional chins appearing, though.
Yeah. What are they eating, though? Too much carbs? Yeah, I think also that David has lost a couple of kilos by shaving off that beard, you know?
So I've run out of topics on my notes here. So let's just have a Travis bitching session.
Absolutely. I thought we'll start with this line, which is from the hilarious list of Big Brother Australia housemates page on Wikipedia that someone graffitied, but they seem to have distilled the thoughts that everyone on the forum has. And it begins, Travis. Travis is the house bogan and loves chicks. He can be found in bed with up to four girls. It is rumored he once shagged six girls in a single night. So, speaking of being in, found in bed with up to four girls, that moment when he was in the pleasure dome or whatever the fuck it's called.
The comfort room.
With Marina and just completely flipped out and to the point where he was trying to open the door because he didn't want to be put in a romantic setting with Marina. This was probably the only, the 4 minutes airtime that she got. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a giant douchebag move. And it was like, his whole way of thinking was this giant ego trip where the girls can't help but throw themselves at him because he's so hot. And yeah, he expected Marina to just lose control and lust over him and seduce him because she's such a vixen. It was actually incredibly sexist. And yeah,
she was doing nothing, though. She was literally doing nothing. And he flipped out about there being a love heart-shaped pillow. Like, I think he really has lost the plot.
And then Aisha was brought in and she's like, Travis, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Mm. Was it Lawson who was in there with Priya? And this was, you know, one redeeming thing about Lawson where he said, this just makes Travis look like a real idiot because this room is comforting, not romantic at all. And then they both played this game where they pretended to be in love with each other and threw around the incense and stuff to show off to Priya. I mean, show off about Travis. I thought that was quite interesting. Yeah, I'm not so interested in him. And when I was only half watching, but did he have a meltdown about... So he and... what's her name? Aisha? I just short-circuited.
Together they're called Trasher.
Trasher. Well, Trasher are having a romance, but they're not admitting it, though? Or did she have a... Was there a rumor going around the house that he was flirting with other girls or something? I remember seeing a blowout between him and Leo, and Leo was like, yeah, I said that.
He's just such an amazing guy. The girls can't help themselves.
They just cannot keep their hands off him.
There's some glitter on your face, David.
My house is completely covered in glitter. It was going to happen. Some other highlights from the list of Big Brother Australia Housemates 2014 series Wikipedia page include Sandra cried heaps. And one of my favorites, which I quite like Skye, but this was about Skye. She is confident that she will win Big Brother, despite having absolutely no clue what the public think of her, just one of her many narcissistic characteristics. Aside from this, she is a lovable, quirky character whose biggest claim to fame before Big Brother was filling Layla's Twitter feed with hateful and abusive comments. You may remember Layla from previous seasons of Big Brother. Just great.
So basically, all of this vandalism on with the Wikipedia page was I'm losing the plot. So basically, all of the vandalism edits to this Wikipedia page were obviously done by a Behind Big Brother forum member, just casually having a few wines on a Saturday night.
Was it us? Praises is love. Praises is life. That's my favorite. And also there's a highlight about talking about Penny's full body orgasm in the ice bath. Excellent.
I did steal that joke from the Wikipedia page.
Oh, did you? Great. And Marina received a total of 3 minutes airtime. It's just great. I can highly recommend it. We'll put a link in the content area of the podcast, I think.
Actually, I felt really bad for Marina because she kind of got a, out of all of the housemates, she's gotten the rawest deal. She was a second intruder. Chances of staying more than 2 weeks, very slim. She was put in that fucking ridiculous Sleeping Beauty bed thing.
Oh, yeah, that worst housemate entrance ever.
And then she was promoted as the intruder who's going to shake things up, bring out other different sides of the housemates' personalities. And then they got her spewing out all these quotes like, I'm going to be the first intruder to win Big Brother. Then she got her 3 minutes airtime, and the only airtime she got was being told that her dog had died.
That's right.
And it was obviously a really big deal for her. So the only footage we saw of Marina was her crying. So she goes on this show, the whole country sees her crying, and then she gets kicked out. Like, I really hope she needed that $5,000 appliances online voucher, because that's all she got.
Hopefully she can hock it on Gumtree. I still have a slight issue, and it wavers week to week, about the whole vote to save thing as opposed to vote to evict. And I think this is a highlight where I don't think, and I'd like to know why they changed it to vote to save. And there's been interviews with the producers saying we'll never change it back. And I'd like to hear their rationale behind it. But I think in a situation like this where she is a new housemate, because she's been brought in as an intruder, she only got 3% of the vote to save. But I feel like with all of the other housemates up, if it were vote to evict, someone else would have left. Maybe it's something about vote to evict being a negative thing, vote to save being a more friendly, you know, I had a role in this kind of thing for an audience member. But I don't feel like vote to save, like I'd be interested to see how much, you know, do they make more money on a vote to save because people feel more attached to that housemate as opposed to a vote to evict that you may only send one text message because you don't like that person, but you also don't want to waste your money on them. Whereas vote to save, you may vote 10 times. Maybe it comes down to money in the end of the day, but I don't feel like Marina would have gone if it were vote to evict.
Yeah. Cause she was coming off the back of the Lawson and Kat thing. It would have been either Kat or Lawson. And I think were they nominated?
Yeah, yeah. Well, half the house were nominated. And that's why I think it was weird that she left. But she was always going to, because it's vote to save. No one knows who she is. Her only footage has been, as you just said, her crying or her being told by Travis that she's a, you know, a sexy vixen. What did anyone else have to know about her? There's no live feeds. There's no additional content on the website. There's no live updates on the Twitter feed. How the fuck is anyone meant to know anything about these housemates? In fact, I can't even remember their names.
Yeah, the eviction pattern's been really odd this year. Every week is a surprise, pretty much. To the point where I've noticed a lot of the online betting sites are starting to not offer the same bets because they're just not sure how it's going to go. And what is the deal with there being so many housemates nominated each week? I think at 1 week there was up to 7 housemates nominated.
Yeah, last week there were 7, which is more than half the house, which Big Brother so kindly pointed out. Yeah, I think it's and I am a Big Brother purist, and I do, as a side note, do often like seeing nominations played with. But I think when you give housemates the power to apply or remove nomination points, but not reveal who is in what area, it's really hard for them to, on the spot, you know, make a really educated decision. I think Priya fumbled her way through her power play, but in the end ended up putting up a whole bunch of housemates up for eviction when she could have actually moved herself out of there if she knew who was around her. So I don't know that giving those extra nomination points really helps. And in fact, when there are so many more housemates up for eviction, like how are we meant to follow their stories throughout the week? And also when there are 36 housemates in the bloody house at the moment.
Yeah, so basically there's going to have to be triple evictions every night for the next 4 weeks to get all of those housemates out. Unless the finale night is. I can just imagine the day before the finale, they're like, it's the next era of Big Brother. 8 more housemates go in and then there's maybe like 20 housemates at the finale.
So I was just doing a quick add up, and so only 8 housemates have been evicted thus far. But how many housemates have gone in? 20 something, I think. 22. And only 8 have gone, and we're in what, day 50 something? It's just very silly. I must admit, I was very surprised. I totally tuned out for Big Brother from a couple of weeks. And I was very surprised. The first episode I watched was Jason being evicted. I thought that was quite surprising. I thought he was going to stay in for a little while. And also when Sandra left, I know she was quite an emotional person, whatever, but I felt like she added quite a lot, got a fair bit of airtime. Maybe that was her downfall.
They kept saying afterwards that she wanted to go, but I didn't see that. I don't know.
She said that, or other housemates did?
Oh, all that... just after she left, all the other housemates were upset, as they usually are during evictions. But then they were comforting each other by saying, she wanted to go, it's fine, it's what she wanted. And then Sonia brought it up on the couch as well.
Right, I didn't know that. I was happy to see the doofus is gone, i.e. Sam, Jake and Dion. That makes me quite happy. I'm interested. I mean, well, interested. Well, they weren't interesting.
Sam was far less of a doofus than Travis, though.
But he was oscillating with the doofus group, though.
Yeah.
He had really joined up with them. And you look at his Twitter feed and the stuff he does outside of Big Brother, and he seems like a really nice guy with his heart in the right place, but he just joined the jerks quite soon off the bat.
Yeah, and I see that. I've seen that on Instagram. Lisa, Jake, Katie have got themselves a nice little... doofus threesome going on. They're just driving around town yelling homophobic comments at people,
just for gags, just like for just gags. To get their social media following.
We're just joking, mate. It's just a joke.
It's just some Aussie larrikinism. What a bunch of idiots. Well, on that note, I don't have anything more to talk about, but the podcast is back.
I bet the three of them are at what's the casino on the Gold Coast? I bet they're there right now, just like sucking down an espresso martini or something.
I think I'm
hurling abuse martini at a waiter. Don't you know I was on Big Brother?
Before they head back to their Hyundai XL and drive back down the coast.
Well, I'm glad we've really brought the bitching back to the podcast.
I don't think I said anything good this podcast. Oh no, I did say I really like Tom. I promise to be more involved and we'll do more podcasts. We've got weeks to go. Actually, this thing could just keep going. It could be a perpetual season of Big Brother. Actually, do we know when it's going to end? Sometime next month.
Well, the schedule was originally the 26th of November, but who knows? Like,
well, they've got that many housemates to get rid of.